Jonesy FM.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
6:02, Bree just bust through the studio doors and said,
I was walking from the kitchen back to the studio and Paddy Gerard from 2GO goes, morning, mate. And then I walked closer and he goes, oh, you're a woman.
Who did he think you were?
He thought I was you.
Did he?
Yes.
You got your flannel shirt on today and a little hoodie thing going on.
It was dark.
Well, it is dark out in the office.
I'm a bigger lady.
No, well,
Your height. You and I are nearly the same height. We're not that far off.
No, we're not. And the part where he let himself down, because you can call a girl a mate.
Yeah.
She's just gone, morning, mate. And then gone, Bree, how are you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with mate.
Why did he put himself in it by going, I thought you were a bloke? Oh, Paddy.
Just thought he would tell me. That's all right. I'm getting Paddy Gerard back after 7 o'clock this morning.
What's happening?
Oh, you wait.
Okay.
He'll get his.
Former CFM breakfast host, now on the opposition station. And just to let you behind the scenes, we can see, we can look right into their studio.
We can.
So we've got a big window where we can see those guys.
I just gave him the finger.
Oh.
Yeah. Take it all, 2GO, that's right.
Alan, the producer, was not happy with that.
Oh, he's filming me. Yeah, show this to HR.
Oh, no. What are you starting?
I'm just kidding. Not really.
You're starting a war with 2GO.
No, I love the guys at 2GO.
I'm interested to find out what you've got after 7, though.
No, don't you worry.
What's that?
You'll see.
Is that, because on the board after 7, it just says monkey. Is that what it's got to do with?
Hence why I'm getting Paddy Gerard back.
Are you letting a killer monkey loose in the studio there?
You've played it up that much. It's not going to be that good.
Well, I didn't actually think it was going to be a killer monkey, did I?
I always wanted a pet monkey, did you?
Yeah, after seeing the monkeys in those movies where they can do things, which I'm sure is kind of cruel in a way.
It is cruel. But they're so cool.
I know.
I've played with monkeys like in Thailand and stuff. Have you ever got to do that?
Yes, and that's another one where I feel bad for those monkeys now.
Wild ones.
Oh, yeah. They're cheeky, those things.
They'll
come up and steal anything off you.
We were holding out, I think it was fruit or something, and the monkey would come down and grab it. It was actually terrifying.
Cell phones now?
Yeah, they steal everything.
When did I become American? Cell phones.
Cell phones.
They take your cell phone.
You mean a mobile phone?
A mobile phone,
is that the same thing?
Exactly. Hey, we've got Tradie V Lady to play.
How do we not mention we've got Hamish Blake on the show this morning after 7:30, and we've also got the Queen of Country, Shania Twain.
Shania Twain herself is going to be joining us.
That don't impress me much. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by that.
Can't wait for Shania Twain. She's only chatting to 3 radio shows in Australia, and we're one of them, so we'll take that.
Yeah, pretty proud of that.
So Shania and Hamish Blake.
Also,
yes.
Last thing before we solicit for Tradie V Lady.
Yeah.
Could be Secret Katy Perry Day today. And that means if you get on air for Tradie V Lady, you also win tickets to Katy Perry if today is the day.
If we announce it as on Friday as Wednesday, you get yourself Katy Perry tickets and limo transfers. Thanks
Which
to
is
Top End
awesome.
Limos. So,
big thanks to those guys.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
CFM.
So you think baby showers are boring? Is that your take on a baby shower?
I'm just annoyed because you have to buy presents for everything these days.
I know.
Engagement, wedding, baby shower. It's all just a scam.
It's all a scam,
is it?
It's
a big scam. And I'm sick of going to these things.
It's been a scam for a long time,
if that's the case. If it was my own, I'm all about it.
Yeah. You'll have the biggest baby shower out.
Seriously.
Can I ask a question? Because I've got my first one this weekend. First baby shower. And it's Kate's baby shower. She listens to the show, so she's probably going to find out what she's going to get here. Because I'm putting it to the people. But is the present for the baby... Or
yes.
the parent.
It's for the baby.
It's for the baby.
It's something baby related.
But I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I've never met this kid. How do I know what the kid likes?
Gender neutral. It's 2017,
Gender
mate.
Gender bloody neutral. I need to know girls if it's a boy or a girl.
Girls can wear blue clothes and boys can wear pink clothes.
No, because that's confusing for other people when the baby's born. If you've got a boy dressed in pink and you go, that's a cute little girl, and they go, no, it's a boy. Well, don't dress it in pink.
Oh.
That's the giveaway.
Who cares?
Babies all look the same.
A baby's cute. That's the main point, isn't it?
What would I... Have you been to a baby shower?
Yes.
And what did you buy?
I think I bought some clothes, I want to say. Some clothes and nappies. Because you can never have too many nappies.
But what clothes? This is my question. What clothes?
Buy the little baby jumpsuits from Bonds and they're like striped.
Okay.
They're cute. It's not hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Or you know what I actually did buy? I always go with a little miniature pair of Nikes.
Oh, that's not bad.
I always buy a baby those.
How much are they?
I think they're like $70.
I can do $70.
Yeah, a little miniature. Or you can get Adidas, whatever you...
And then they grow out of it in like months, don't they? They keep them.
Get them a little bit bigger, so it's more when they're a toddler.
Alicia in Chain Valley Bay. Morning.
Morning, Alicia.
Morning.
Alicia,
morning.
Sorry, Alicia.
What do you think Gaundy should buy?
Well, you get the baby a little something, but it's always nice to get the mum like a little gift voucher for a pamper or something. So when she's had the baby, like, because they get lots of baby stuff.
It's a scam.
Two presents, what? One for the baby and for the and for the parents.
So she said
just something little for each.
No,
so
come on.
Something big.
You said whatever the people suggested you would buy. So that is a great suggestion, Alicia.
Okay, so.
Thank you, I thought so.
Gordy has to buy Kate a pamper pack.
What, do I get the mum and the dad
yes.
a present? That's three presents.
Just Kate. She's doing all the work in the
yeah, that's true.
Delivery room.
Jace is off in the snow at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well,
he ain't
she's
doing
pregnant.
Nothing.
Let's go to Steve in Shitaway Bay. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
How you going?
Oh,
very
you've got
well.
A great gift suggestion. What is it?
Hey, Gordy, you're the sort of bloke who'd go to a Bucks party after the wedding, not before. Yeah, income, mate. Baby showers are before, not after. Come on.
I've never been to one, mate, so I just don't get it. Why?
Maybe we've been lucky you haven't got no one, eh?
Well, I just think, Steve, hear me out. Don't you reckon it makes more sense if you go after the baby's born so you can meet the actual baby and give the baby the gift?
No? The baby doesn't know what's going on.
I'll get you out of this shit, all right?
All right, mate.
Go and buy a nice bottle of bourbon for the dad.
Yes.
And a pamper pack for the mum.
Yep.
And you'll be back on track.
Boom.
Okay.
Gaundy has to buy it. He said he'd buy whatever the people said, Steve. Great suggestion.
What about the kid we've never met?
Yeah, and it'll be spoiled rotten anyway. Don't worry about it.
He said a bottle of bourbon.
For 18 years' time.
Yes.
Let's go to Leanna in Edelong. Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think it could be quite thoughtful and make a nappy cake.
You want me to make something?
Good idea.
Yeah, if she's a good friend, be thoughtful and
stop
make her
nodding,
Bree. Nice.
Stop nodding, Bree.
No,
at the
great
idea.
Suggestion, Leanna. Gordy did say whatever the people said, he will do.
I haven't made anything since one of those sprayed pasta cards back in primary school.
Make one of those as well. That would be delightful.
They're not hard to do.
So what is it? It's a nappy cake.
Make a nappy swan cake.
I'm happy to buy a nappy cake. How do I make a nappy cake?
So it's a like you buy the nappies and you kind of fold them so it looks like a cake and it's just cool.
That sounds disgusting.
Buy a diaper genie. Yes.
That's not bad actually. What's that?
It's where you put all the dirty diapers.
Okay, happy with that.
Well,
what if they've already got one?
In our case.
Last call here, Justin in Tuggeranong. What do you got for me, Justin?
Morning.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, morning. Like everybody buys clothes and stuff, so you can look at maybe going in with someone else and maybe buy a baby capsule or a bassinet, bounce
net.
Great
idea. No, Gordy doesn't have to go in with anyone else, Justin. He said whatever the people said to buy, he will buy.
Bree's pretty keen on these ideas. She might come in on it with me.
Hell no.
Baby capsule with me. What do you think?
No.
How much are they, mate?
Oh, they can range from, around $40, $50 up to a couple of hundred for good, like really good quality ones.
And they need the good quality.
Don't do they, Brie?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
I know Kate and Jace pretty well, and they're very safety conscious, so they would love the $200 baby
seat. The $200 top dollar one, would they? Of course they would.
They said they want the best for their baby, and you said whatever the people said, you will buy.
Will they accept the... the mediocre for their baby, would they accept
the... Nope, only top dollar.
Top of the range.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. What the hell is Paddy Gerard from TGO doing
here? Hey, I'm here to plug my show.
Paddy.
Hello, Gaundy. Hello, Breezer.
Thought I was a man this morning.
Oh, she's still going on about
that. Yeah, mate.
Oh, I'm dirty.
Gaundy, what happened? It was really dark and there was no lights on and I thought it was you. And I said, g'day, mate, because I was a fair way back in the sales room and then Breezy
kept... mate, you're getting old. You're going blind.
keep walking.
Keep telling your story, Paddy.
Hey, this is our show, mate.
Paddy's trying to relive the CFM glory days when it was him and Seal.
Oh,
Paddy and Seal.
Yeah, CL.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
I miss this room, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're in here for a reason.
Oh, what have I done?
I don't know, mate.
Guys,
come on, what am I here for?
I'm finding out with you, Paddy.
No one really knows what's going on
now. What's the go?
So there's been a study done, and we love a study on our show, Paddy.
Yeah.
And oh, this one really interested me. And
yeah. Interested?
Interested. I had a lot of interest in this study. All right, guys? Hey, you're laughing now. You won't be afterwards.
Okay. Hope I'm interested.
Anyway, have you ever heard of a howler monkey?
A howler monkey? Are these the ones that they jump on you in Thailand and Bali?
No. A howler monkey, it's one of the loudest animals in the animal kingdom, and it's really, really loud. So, and they use their mating calls and their actual screams to communicate with each other across, like, kilometres of jungle.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this study that's been done which says... It says apparently there's a correlation between the testicles of the howler monkey and how loud they are.
Right, yes.
So apparently the bigger the testicles, the softer their howl.
Ow, I can talk about that.
So the softer the monkey, the softer the voice is.
The bigger the
testicles. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. So I thought this morning, let's take that. I mean, we derive from apes. We came from monkeys, so surely that would, you know, apply to...
Mankind. Of course.
So what I've done this morning, Paddy and Gaundy,
yes.
I've got pieces of audio from the males in our team here at CFM, and I actually used some radio equipment to measure the decibel reading, which is actually how loud something is.
So who are you going to go with first? Because I've got a few grabs to play here.
I'm going to go with our boss, Yammo, first. Okay. And I've put it into the system which calculates how loud... the actual decibel reading is. So let's just remember here, the louder, the smaller the testicles.
Right, okay.
So let's go with Yammo first.
My phone number, not to be given out on air again. Again. Never again.
Calculating. 81.2 decibels.
Okay, 81.2 decibels.
Really, really small.
So to give you an idea, I think 40 decibels is like a whisper.
Right.
So that's probably about normal speaking voice, about 80 decibels.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we're going to go with Gaundy.
Okay.
Let's see what Gaundy reads on the decibel meter.
I'd only been here for a week or two, so, you know, I was feeling myself last night.
Calculating. 85.6 decibels.
85.6.
So you're louder, which means smaller the testicles. Mm-hmm.
Than Yammo.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's BS.
I'm scared.
Let's go the last one.
All right.
Paddy Gerard.
All right, Paddy.
2GO. What's he read on the decibel meter?
Okay.
And embarrassing, not for me, though. Anyway, here's Rob Thomas. It is Wednesday. I've sent her home because she's sick. Not sick of me. She loves me.
Calculating. 89.7 decibels.
So just tell me, in layman's terms, what does that mean?
So Paddy was the loudest with 89.7,
yes.
Which means very, very small testicles.
Oh. Okay, I'm taking my cool mints and going home. Thank you.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Something we love on this show is new products.
Yeah, have you got another one for us?
I do have another one.
All right.
Free and Gaundy's new products. Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
Well, usually that is the case, but not today, Gaundy. This one is a big one and everyone is talking about this product.
What is it?
Google Home.
Oh.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
It was one of the kids, I think, at hand on a Honda really wanted his mum to win the $300 Westfield voucher to buy Google Home.
Well, it's only a couple of $100, I think, like $250
so
or something.
It's $199
yeah,
you can
bucks.
Purchase Google Home for, and it's the products that sweep in the nation. I mean, people are getting on board. So essentially, it's like this little mini computer that sits in your home. It's a speaker as well, and it does a bunch of stuff. Apparently, like, obviously Google, you usually type in questions, but you can just ask Google Home all your questions. So you can literally ask Google anything. So you can say, Google Home, what's the live score in the Bulldogs versus Parramatta game? And it'll tell you the live score.
That's cool.
So stuff like that.
It's kind of like Siri in my phone, but I never use Siri.
It's similar to Siri, but I think it does more than Siri.
Okay.
So you can also obviously ask Google Home about the weather. What's the weather going to be like today? Which obviously you can ask Siri. You can also, if you plan it right, you can ask Google what's on for the day. So you can say, Google, what have I got on for the day? And it tells you all the, obviously, the appointments and the weather and all the plans for the day, which is pretty cool. But if it's plugged into your TV, which you can do this, you can also say, Google Home, turn on TV. turns on the TV for you. Google Home. Start playing Netflix series Suits, and it'll do that for you.
Oh, it's the ultimate in laziness. I love it.
Which is awesome, isn't it?
I think it also hooks up to some cameras as well, and you can sort of see what your pets get up to at home, because Alana in promotions came to me and asked if I'd be interested to set one up for Patch.
Yeah.
To see what he gets up to throughout the day, which I'd be keen to see.
So Google Home can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can also say, Google Home, turn on the lights, if you've hooked it up to the light system. It does everything.
Google Home, get me a beer.
It doesn't do that.
Oh,
well, you
know, the next upgrade.
It's in the process. It's a work in progress. But I've grabbed some audio of an Aussie guy, because they also tailor different types of Google Homes to where it is in the world. And have a listen to Google Home Australia.
Okay, Google, let's throw a shrimp on the barbie.
I think you mean throw a prawn on the barbie.
Google Home has been taught to speak Australian. Gonna really dig in and see just how Aussie this product is. Hey Google, what's a bogan?
Bogan, an uncouth or unsophisticated person regarded as being of low social status.
What are your favourite surf spots?
I've heard Snapper, Bell's Beach and Sandon Point are epic.
Look what I made you.
I love it. It's going straight to the pool room.
That guy's flirting with Google Home.
I know.
You could start a little Google Home relationship with it.
This is where I get a little bit creeped out.
Oh,
is that Google Home?
Yeah.
No.
Love the show, guys. Love the show.
That was you.
That was Google Home.
No, that wasn't.
That was them.
What about privacy, though?
Yeah.
Because Google Home, they're saying that it doesn't record everything you say. They're saying it only records and remembers questions that you ask Google Home. So then it gets a better understanding of your voice, accent, and you as a person, so it can be tailored more to you.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm not buying it. I don't know
about that stuff I get up to at home. I don't want Google Home there.
Because, I mean, I tell people the same thing. I only hear little bits and pieces. But you're lying.
Oh, come on.
You know, Google Home is lying to us.
Got a backlog. Google will be taking down everyone
in a court of law.
Seriously.
At some point.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Shania Twain. Keep the applause going, because she joins us on the show right now.
Good morning.
Oh, this is exciting time, Shania. We've been looking forward to this chat.
We've been talking about this for a long time, haven't we?
Well, it's good to talk to you guys. Catch up with you.
Hey, Shania, we're just looking over some of your detail. You got the brand new album, which is called Now, and Bree's been listening to it. She's been loving it.
I love the lead single, Life's About to Get Good. It's so catchy, and it's so Shania Twain. I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you.
You've really nailed it on
this. It's happy, right?
Oh, it's so happy. It's so uplifting. Shania, you've made us Shania Twain fans wait a fair while. We're so glad it's finally here. What have you been doing in your spare time since your last album in 2002?
Well, I've actually been really busy. And, you know, I wrote an autobiography. I've been raising my son, who is now going on 16. So, you know, I don't have a little boy anymore. That's kept me very busy. I've also, you know, I did a series on Oprah's channel. I did 2 years of a Las Vegas residency. I did 75 dates of concert touring, and then I went into the studio and recorded this album, and now here I am.
You've been very busy, there's no doubt about that. But let me just take you back to when I was about your son's age. Man, I feel like a woman. I mean, I've got to say, I've been a Shania Twain fan since I was about that age. And looking at the picture we've got here in front of us, not a lot has changed, Shania. What's the secret to the Shania Twain beauty for all the people?
Yeah, I need it, Shania. Yeah. What's your tips?
What's your tips to keep looking
You look
so
exactly the same. You look amazing.
You've got the leopard print gloves on and everything. You look amazing.
Well, that's the key right there. You just have to have a distraction, and the gloves are distracting. I don't know. I think that I'm older and I look older and I feel older in some ways, but a lot of that is very positive too. I mean, I just feel, you know, I'm feeling really good in my skin and I'm enjoying my age and, you know, sure, you get a few more wrinkles and all that sort of thing, but I don't know. I feel good. I don't feel exactly the same. Let's put it that way. I mean, and that's kind of, you know, the reason for the album title as well. You know, it's me now.
Leopard print is the secret by the sound of it.
I can't believe I'm about to have this opportunity to talk to Shania Twain about when I was in primary school, Shania, you were my favourite artist ever. And in the film clip, that don't impress me much, you wore that full leopard skin outfit from top to toe. My nan created a custom size one for me when I was, I think I was 8 years old. And I wanted to dress up as Shania Twain to this fancy dress party. I still have the outfit. It's the best fancy dress outfit I've ever worn. I can't believe I'm telling Shania I dressed up as her when I was eight.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. You know, I had, there were always a lot of kids in my audiences wearing, you know, video outfits that their, you know, mother made or whatever. And the funny thing is that now, you know, the kids that were going to the concerts then, you know, they were 5, 6, 8, whatever. I mean, this is 15, 20 years later, and they're in their 20s still, a lot of them. So now I look at these people eye to eye, and I'm like, wow. And they're telling me, yeah, when you were my first concert. So, you know, my audience has grown up, and they're all, you know, your guy's age or in their 20s, whatever. And it's kind of surreal.
Do you still have the outfit, Shania, the leopard skin outfit? Do you still have that somewhere?
I do. I have the whole thing from head to toe, but it's in a museum right now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Hey, is there any way we can send you the photo on Twitter right now? So are you on Twitter at the moment, Shania? Do you have your phone in front of you?
I can't get onto it.
Oh.
Bummer.
Would have loved to have sent you the photo to get your take on
it. We've done a comparison photo, haven't we?
Yeah, so we've got Bree next to you.
Oh, my God.
And it would have been great.
I'm going to look it up when I get off the phone.
How do we get, what's best way to get it to you?
God. On Twitter?
Is it on Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter. I'll get it. Yeah.
I can't believe Shania's going to see that photo.
It'll be so cool. In capital letters, Bree and Gaundy. Bree does Shania Twain. You'll see it. And if you could reply to us, we can read that out on the show.
That would be amazing.
I will do.
All right, we'll get onto that. We'll get Bree setting that right now.
Who wore it better, Shania? That's all I want to ask. I'm pretty sure it's you.
Hey, Shania,
I've
got to say, Bree and I have been to a few karaoke nights, and Shania Twain is always a go-to at karaoke. Have you ever been tempted in to just do one of your own songs, you know, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and just sort of got up and went, step aside, guys, Shania's here.
No, I've never done one of my own songs at karaoke.
You've got to do
I've
it.
I've never done that.
You've got to do it, Shania.
I feel like you would win free drinks if Shania Twain got up and did Shania Twain.
Yeah, they normally give the best singer the free drink.
Exactly.
So if you got up and did Man, I Feel Like a Woman,
you win free drinks for the whole bar.
I mean, you'd be the queen of the bar. It'd be great. Oh, look, we love it.
I do admit I've never done it.
Oh, you should really get involved with that. That's what I'd be doing for sure. Hey, look, thanks for joining us on the show this morning. We've been really looking forward to this chat. You've got the album Now, which is out. One of the top-selling female country artists of all time, which is...
incredible. That is that's ridiculous. Yeah. 75 million albums sold worldwide. That's crazy.
Do you ever just wake up in the morning and just, you know, pretty happy with yourself? I would.
And just think, hey, I'm Shania Twain.
I'm Shania Twain.
You know what? I have a pretty good life. I really cannot complain. And when I do complain, I put it in my songs. There you go.
Okay. So there you go, just to remind yourself. Well, we appreciate the chat with you this morning.
That's it. How lucky I am, yeah.
Exactly.
You've honestly made my whole year. You have no idea. It's amazing talking to you.
And if you can get back to us on Bree's photo, that'd be great, because we'd love to read that out on the show.
Yep, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Life's about to get good.
Shania Twain with some brand new stuff. Life's about to get good here at CFM.
You know what that song's about?
What's it about?
It's full deep.
Is it?
Because Shania Twain went through a horrible divorce with her husband. I think it was like back in 2011 maybe. And her husband left her for her best friend.
Husband left her for her best friend. That hurts. Because you lose a best friend and a husband.
Exactly right. So you lose the two most important people.
How could you do that to Shania?
Horrible, hey. So yeah, so that song's about, you know, obviously moving on with her life and, you know, looking to the future.
And she's doing well at that. She's got the brand new album Now. We just had her on the show. I don't know how I missed this piece of information, but she was awarded the Icon Award at the Billboard Women in Music ceremony. So
the only
well
one
done.
Ever.
Hey, so we sent her the pic of you as an 8-year-old dressed as Shania Twain in the leopard print.
The leopard get-up.
And
my nan handmade that thing for me. It took weeks.
And it all leads to this moment. Back then, when you were 8 years old, 20 years ago, to be in this position where we've just chatted to Shania herself.
I never thought this would happen.
And Shania has seen it, and what does she say? Here we go.
She said...
Yes?
I love this.
Oh! Yes. Yeah, it does, Shania. It impresses you. She loves it.
The tweet's blowing up now. There's other people jumping on board the back of the tweet because Shania's obviously
seen it and tweeted it.
And there's people saying that does impress her much.
There it is. Well done, guys.
I love it. If you want to see that picture and the reply from Shania Twain, you can head to the Bree and Gaundy Facebook page or the CFM Facebook.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Now, look, we get up early for this job. There's no doubt about that. So I would say
what time
we are.
Is your alarm?
4.
Same.
4 o'clock, my alarm goes off.
I usually get up at 4:15, though.
So let's all just relax and take a moment to...
Remember that time there was that...
Put ourselves to sleep.
Damn alarm thing in the opener?
Oh, that's right. The... your alarm that wakes you up. Sleep deprivation's back in the news, Brie. It's costing $66 billion annually.
I love people that as soon as there's a statistic, everyone's like, oh, no. Oh, no. It must be legit. There's a statistic.
You want another stat?
Yeah, go on.
4 in 10 adults aren't getting enough sleep. 4 in 10,
well,
mate.
That's bad. Things are bad with that stat.
So they reckon you need more than 7 hours. It contributes to bad health, and it's all led by phones, anxiety, stress.
Yep.
You just need to unwind a little bit, guys. Shut your eyes. Get some sleep.
It's not that easy sometimes.
I can fall asleep anywhere when I get up early and do this job.
Yeah, well, when you sleep... See, I may always make the problem for myself when I have a nap during the day and then at night time.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't do that. I must have inherited it from my dad because he fell asleep in the Red Rooster line that time.
That's right.
They were calling out his number. 37! I look up at Dad and he's nodded off.
Standing up.
Yeah, waiting for the...
That's a talent.
He was raising me, though, single dad, so...
Yeah, poor bastard.
Yeah. Hey, there's just before we get to these calls, there's a US health insurance company. They're trying to introduce a program that pays people to try and save money. It pays people $33 a night if they can prove they got more than 7 hours sleep each night that week.
That would never be me.
What's that? 7 times 33 for the week. What is that?
Don't ask me.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to do the math on that.
While we do that, how about this?
33 times... Oh, that's no good.
No, make it stop.
That's waking you up, isn't it?
Oh, that's horrific.
It's $231 a week.
Oh, boom.
If you can...
More than I earn here.
Yeah, there you go. Getting paid to sleep, isn't that a great gig?
Seriously, that is my life goal.
Dan in Tumbiumbi, hit us with your number last night. How many hours sleep did you get?
Between 3.5 and 4.
Between 3.5 and 4, okay.
How are you functioning? How long do you have to be up today?
I'll get home from work at about 6 tonight.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's a long day.
What are you doing? What were you doing last night?
Yeah, what kept you up?
Watching Netflix?
My son's teething at the moment.
Oh.
See, a parent.
Yeah, parents just automatically don't get any sleep.
Let's go to Phil in Chitaway Bay. Morning, Phil.
Oh, you know, he's not on yet.
Oh, he's not on yet? Oh, okay.
There
Hello,
he is.
Phil.
Morning, Phil.
How you going, guys?
Not too bad. How many hours sleep did you get last night?
One.
One?
One single hour.
What's the reason?
I'd start work at 9, finish at 6, and then I'm currently getting ready to go back out for an 8 o'clock start.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm night manager during the night, and then I do sales during the day.
Oh, so you're a two-job kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then the government, those bastards, takes you half on the second job. God, I hate that. Yeah. People who work so hard.
That's not a way to go, is it?
That's horrible.
Extra tax.
God, let's... 1 hour sleep.
What about Crystal in Greenpoint? Morning, Crystal.
Morning.
Morning.
What about you, Crystal? How many hours did you get?
I currently have not slept.
You haven't slept at all?
You've been out for a big night, Crystal?
All nighter.
My daughter got gastro yesterday.
Oh.
I've been spewed on all night.
Oh. Similar to a night out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much the exact same.
Pretty much the same.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
This is my favourite story of the day, though. Have you seen this Snoop Dogg story?
Mm-mm.
So there's a Bulgarian charity. They're suing a concert promoter they alleged duped them with a Snoop Dogg impersonator.
What, so they've held a concert?
No, they were looking to hold a concert, and they believed that they were in negotiations with Britney Spears and Snoop Dogg.
And what, it was an impersonator?
Turns out it wasn't. Yeah, so what they did, they said, all right, well, we're happy to pay. So they go, all right, well, pay us $360,000 for Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
They send over the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the company that's delivering Snoop Dogg goes a bit cold. And they're like, hey.
They've got the money.
They're like, we've given you $360,000. Where's Snoop D-O-double-G? So then these people rope in a fake Snoop Dogg and do a video and send it off to the guys by saying, hey, what's up? It's D-O-double-G in the house.
To keep them happy and say, we've got him. Yeah. He's coming.
Yeah.
Where's the video?
I'm trying to find the video. I can't find the video.
I want to see the video.
Because it's in court at the moment, so I think all that evidence kind of stuff is on lockdown. But I want to see it as well.
I just picture these guys, this company that's that scammed them, and they're sitting around, they're like, oh, what are we going to do? Hey, Gary!
Gaz!
You kind of look like Snoop. Can you get out here?
Put on the dread wig. Put on the wig and
here,
do the
smoke
thing.
Smoke some hooter.
Do the whole double G in the his will
just
his
get
house.
Really, really high. Right, just, everyone sounds like Snoop.
They'll believe it, but they did. They bought the video, so it was obviously pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually pretty believable.
They believed the Snoop Dogg impersonator, but then when it came to delivering on the gig, no show. I mean, can you imagine if the Snoop Dogg, if Gary, who you just called out
Gaz
to,
turns up,
Gaz,
right.
They've bought it, mate. You're going to have to go over there. You're going to have to go deliver and be Snoop.
Gary's like, I've never rapped in my life. Just smoke some more hooter, mate. You'll be fine.
Here's a lyric sheet. Just get up there and bust out whatever
you
can.
Have you seen Snoop? I don't think he's really rapped either.
Well, the thing is, he's probably better than the real Snoop Dogg. I saw Snoop Dogg on Bondi Beach. I saw Snoop Dogg in Sydney on New Year's.
Mm. Oh, rapping, actually doing a gig.
Yeah, doing a gig. He was so off his face. He rapped over the countdown. So everyone was going 10, 9,
Snoop's
8,
like,
and Snoop's like,
I got a mob in the book.
We're like, 8, said Snoop, mate, would you shut up?
He's like, what's my name? Seriously, though, what's my name?
What, no, sir,
he's like, guys, does anyone
know my name?
I'm so high, I've forgotten my own name.
I don't even know where I am right now. Anyone?
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Hamish and Andy, true story on Channel 9. They're on the hunt for some brand new stories, and Hamish joins us on the show right now.
Sorry, I was trying to make a sniffing noise through the phone, but I've got a blocked nose. So that was me sniffing for new stories. How are you guys?
We're good, mate. True story, mate. It's flying on TV. Been loving the stories.
My mum's current favourite show, Hamish.
Yeah.
So there's a review for you.
My mum's third favourite show, so that aggregates to mum's second favourite shows of all time.
What's her two favourite shows, your mum, then?
You'd go with anything. The fact it's not on the ABC greatly hampers our efforts. I'd throw in Frost.
Okay.
If Frost is still on,
Kardashians or...?
I mean, Kardashians, obviously, yes. Mum gearing up for her own reality show. She's just doing a bit of research.
She's getting ready. Hey, so on the hunt for some new stories, how does it work, mate? They just hit up the website?
Yeah, man, just turn up on the day, rock up to Channel 9, tell them you're here to see us. No, the easiest way is hamishandy.com. There is a big link there, a big bucket. If you've got a story, if you want to dob in a mate, we're finding the dob-ins work almost better than the self-nominates.
Right.
We just that thing where you're like, everyone's got that mate that's got that wild tale. And, you know, generally if you just dob in the mate, we'll do the rest. So it's pretty easy. You can even do it anonymously.
Whose job is it, just quickly, Hamish, to sit down and go through all the stories? Because, yeah, there's the good stories, and then there's the shit ones, mate.
People think they've got a great story. Do you get those ones where you're like, oh, listen to this ripper, and it's just a snooze fest?
Look, I do. I get it from my own family. That's part of the game. That's part of the game. And, you know,
Christmas.
Andy and I, we would love to do it. We'd love to do it. You know, we'd love to do all the legwork, but we have to hear them for the first time when they sit in that chair. So, unfortunately, our hands are tied and we cannot. We can't do the sifting. I know. You know how much we love hard work.
Can't take on all that extra work.
It's a shame, isn't it, Hamish?
So annoying.
It's such a shame. So who goes through the stories? Cackling Jack?
Jack is involved, actually. We've got the rest of the company, Radio Karate, who we do the show with. We've got Tim and Rye, who are my old high school buddies that we all now make these shows together with. And then we do have a great research team. It fluctuates, but there's sort of a core gang of about five that are hardcore sifting through the stories and chatting to people. And then if it makes everyone giggle, then you just scored yourself a bloody free trip to a TV studio.
Hey, Hamish, you've got some amazing Aussie actors doing the work behind the scenes to recreate these stories. Did you ever want one of your own stories recreated just to have it?
So we could do the acting, yeah. I know. I mean, Hugh Jackman could be me or something. Not out of the question. Not out of the question.
See, I'd love to see that episode, Hamish.
It'd be an awkward start where someone starts talking and I say, excuse me, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump in the seat. So I just switch places with you and I put them next to Andy and then I launch into one of my own stories.
A bit self-indulgent, probably, but, you know, we love it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't yield a responsive Andy, but let's give it a crack.
Andy would probably say, Hamish, I've heard this one before, mate.
Mate, be a professional. Just play along. Come on, mate.
Well, Hamish, if you need to submit, mate, just go to hamishandandy.com and put it in and away you go. Hey, just just before you go, there's been a lot of talk around the station, your final show of the year for 2017. All the budget has been taken out of our show, pretty much put into yours.
We've got no toilet paper here at the station because of it.
Because it's apparently so big. Can you reveal anything for the big show at the end of the year?
Wait, I have no idea. Is that really the case?
Yeah, that's the...
Seriously?
We had a conversation with someone on Thursday and there is zero budget because it's going to your last show.
This is amazing. Maybe, we're not back in the office till next week. Maybe they've got a big surprise for us when we come back in.
You don't know what it is.
No, we haven't decided. We don't know what we're doing next week, let alone for our last show.
They're talking resurrecting Tupac for the last show.
Now that, I do remember sending an email about. So that'd be good.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Let's do this.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Free and Jaunty's Amateur Acting.
All right, so keep in mind this morning, if you haven't heard this, Gaundy and I are going to act out a scene. Well, you wouldn't call it acting, but we're going to read out a scene.
I've done a little bit of prep.
You've done a little bit of prep this morning.
I've watched the scene.
Excellent.
So
nice work.
I know the scene.
You're a real method actor, aren't you?
I feel like I could walk into any scene
and
act.
Sound exactly the same.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So this morning on the line, it could be Secret Katy Perry Day today, which means if you get on the air here, even if it's the wrong guess... You will be in the draw for today, if today is the Secret Katy Perry
People
Day.
Start calling with wrong guesses.
Hey, if you want to, if
is
that's
it Batman?
Your game plan, you can do that if that's your game plan.
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Director H, when you're ready...
Action.
All right, come on, show me what you got.
What do you mean?
Like, show me how you would kiss me.
But I wouldn't kiss you.
I'm not me, I'm her.
But you're really not.
Okay, end of the night. You're dropping me off at home. Show me the magic.
You know, I'm not really comfortable with this.
Oh, my God, I had such a wonderful time with you tonight.
Yeah, how
stop.
About...
Oh, we've got to stop.
All right. Hayden's in Point Claire. Morning, Hayden.
Morning.
Morning. Is the movie Bring It On?
Ooh. Bring It On.
It's not...
It's not Bring It On,
but you're on the list for Secret Katy Perry Day.
If
today's the day. Do we have another guest, Rach?
They're coming through.
We do. Let's go to Jess. Morning, Jess.
Morning.
Do you know the film?
I think it's Meet the Millers.
Meet the Millers. Not Meet the Millers.
Okay. Haven't seen that movie, Meet the Millers.
It's a good one.
Is it? Pick it up from your scene.
Oh, wait, we've got another guest. Let's go to Amanda. Morning, Amanda.
Morning.
Do you know the film?
I think it's Hitch.
It is Hitch.
She's done it on Hitch. And saved us from more terrible acting.
I was going to say, let's go to another guest before we have to keep acting.
We're going to go back into it. Amanda, nice work. You are on the standby list for a Wednesday to get yourself Katy Perry tickets. If on Friday we announce today is our Secret Katy Perry Day.
You'll have those tickets.
Awesome. That'll be awesome.
Oh, man. I got a feeling about Wednesday, I really do.
I feel like that's like you know, the day that they would pick.
I feel like today could be the ultimate secret Katy Perry day.
Every day.
I know, no, we really have.
I'm hoping it's every day and everyone gets tickets.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.